So I'm on a personal mission to creating 100 millionaires.
Since 2009, Shakir Hussein, nicknamed as the Backpack Millionaire, has been hailed as one of the most sought-after internet marketing leaders, trainers, and coaches to thousands of people.
He's a good guy. He knows what he's doing.
He's a phenomenal teacher.
He's always a cutting edge.
And most importantly, he walks the talk.
I've got to know him. We've become friends.
You always have to work on manufacturing your own optimism.
Everything that we need is already within us.
It's very simple. Life is way too short. And you got to make sure that every single day you're capitalizing and you're growing.
Everyone, I wanted to share this video, this podcast with you about the power of what Jim Collins talks about, getting the right people on the bus and getting the wrong people off the bus. You know, the truth of the matter is this: wherever you are right now in your business, in your life, most likely you're surrounded by people. Obviously, you're surrounded by people as your employees, you're surrounded by people on your team, people that are partners, people that you want to do potential business with, the people, right? And it's so important that you realize who to have on your team and who to let go, because a lot of the times you are stuck because of the people around you. You are stuck because of your environment. Your results suck because of the people around you. And I've learned this the hard way. Honestly, I've hired more than 100 people in my life just before I turned 30. You know, at the peak, my team was about 55 people that worked with me, for me, all over the world. Now we're on around, I'd say, about 8 to 12 people on and off. But 8 to 12 is nice, neat, cool. And most importantly, I feel like I can achieve so much more with less people than having a bloated, inflated team and keeping them on because I was having my own insecurities and my own fears, and I was attaching to them, or I was emotionally invested in them. Whereas in business, listen, money has no emotions. And I'm not saying that you should become an emotionless freak or something, but I'm saying you have to know what the data shows. You have to be able to measure your staff members, your team members, how they perform, giving them KPIs. You know, I used to have a tech guy who's been with me for many years, and although he's done great stuff and great work, and I'm so appreciative of, you know, what he's contributed over the years, I recently went out and hired an entire professional tech team that have a lot more years of experience, and almost instantly, you know, a level of relief just came into my life. A level of anxiety and stress disappeared from my life. Having to micromanage someone or a handful of people disappeared, because now I'm dealing with a professional team. There's about 3-4 of them. Sure, it's gonna cost me more money, yeah, but what the heck does it matter if I've got my life back? And this happens all the time. Same with when it comes to having a personal assistant. Sometimes, you know, the personal assistant gets very close to you, and when you have a personal assistant that's, you know, you're talking to every single day, sometimes what happens is things just get out of hand in terms of their performance, the complacency, lack of results. And I've had a lot of personal assistants over the years. I mean, I've had a couple that have stayed with me for like 2, 3, 4 years, which have been amazing. And then I've had, you know, the odd one or two here and there. They look good on paper, they got the degrees, they got the resume, they got the experience, but then you realize, no, I need to get them off the bus. I need to get them off the bus. And right now I have a new assistant. She was the project manager of a VA company, and she's just much more in tune with a lot of the stuff that I ask from her. She's probably one of the most disciplined people that I've seen. She just gets things done. I don't need to ever micromanage her. I don't need to ever follow up and, hey, why didn't you get this done? You know, it just gets done. Like, the job gets done. And you want to have people that, from what I've seen, is that they need to have a level of intelligence. And it might sound a little bit like, what the heck is Shaq talking about? But the truth of the matter is, you know, not everyone is intelligent. Like, not everyone has the brain capacity to think for themselves and to make decisions that can impact your business, your life, you know, what you've worked so hard for, right? Like, you've worked hard to be a CEO, to be an entrepreneur. Why are you going to give it to someone that's not going to treat it right? You want to be able to give it to people that can get the job done. And so it's so, so important. You know, I was just thinking, I'm driving home for my parents, and I got a message from one of my team members. You know, we've been working on a campaign to sell a $10,000 program. Today we ran a July 4th, one of those flash sale campaigns, and the results have just been incredible. Literally, like, from less than 100 visitors, we've got like more than 30 sales or something. Anyway, he sent me a message saying, listen, he's in India, he's like, it's 4 a.m. and I'm basically on fire. We've got more than 34% conversion to sale. I mean, that's just incredible. And sure, I'm going to be emailing my entire list over the next couple of days with this special July 4th offer, right? And, you know, as he sends me this message, I can sense from the WhatsApp text message how excited and energized he is, how enthusiastic he is. Because, you know, right now in London, I just finished praying. So it's about 11:30 or 12 a.m. So it's about 11:45 or 12 a.m. I'm recording this on my phone, so I don't even know. Oh, actually, it's 12:15 a.m. Okay, and it's about 4 or 5 a.m. for him over in India. Now, one, I am not paying this team member an extra bonus, an extra salary, an extra some sort of... There's nothing to it, but he sees the vision. You know, he sees the mission. He sees that we have big goals, that we're not resting on our laurels, that we are going after it. We want to create, we want to help people, we want to impact people. And we had one of the biggest sales days today. Gosh, you know, let's just say it's big. And I'm grateful for every single dollar that just rolled in. And people are buying the upsells like crazy. And the real upsells haven't even gone in yet. You know, the $10,000, the $30,000, the $50,000 programs, those haven't even been offered yet. So I'm just excited. I mean, we've had one of the best sales days, actually all year, I would say, in terms of the number of customers that just enrolled and what they're buying. So it's going to be an amazing day. It's going to be an amazing week for the campaign. And that wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for the team. And that's the truth, you know, a tech team, a customer service team, my assistant, they all worked on this campaign. I did a video for maybe 2 minutes, and they did the rest, right? They did the rest, which I'm very, very grateful for. And another thing is, what got you here won't get you there. Who got you here won't get you there. These are very important things that I keep very close to my heart. Why? Because I know, listen, every 3 to 6 months, every 3 to 6 years, if there are people around me, they're not growing, they're not learning. You know, you can have someone that knows how to do marketing but doesn't understand anything about tech, or someone that's doing customer service but they don't even know how to use ClickFunnels. It's like, you know, there's very, very, very small room for those people to play. Why? Because in today's day and age, you know, if you want a full stack marketer, if you aren't able to do multiple things at once, like, you're going to be missing out. You're going to be losing out big time. And I want to help you overcome this. I want to help you get unstuck. And so this is why I do these podcasts, because I want to show you behind the scenes of what I'm experiencing, who I'm experiencing it with, and how you can always get an unfair advantage. So I really hope that you get value from these podcasts. Thanks a lot. It's been growing like crazy. I'm literally uploading and publishing one new podcast every single day. And my goal is to basically not stop. My goal is to keep doing it, keep publishing as much valuable content as I can, so that you guys, you know, get to avoid costly, dangerous mistakes that I have faced. And one of the biggest mistakes is having the wrong people on your team. Another cool insight that I'm going to share with you is this. is whenever you are looking to hire people, you want to make sure that you are getting them to do what's called these personality tests, okay? Like, these things have been a game changer for us. Recently, someone applied to work with me, and, you know, he just looked really good on paper. His background, his experience, his, you know, he's just he's just been around the industry for a while. So he knew kind of the game. He knew what to do, what to say, and you know, it was just like a no-brainer to hire him. But as I started digging into his personality profile, I realized, you know, this character is a little bit like me, maybe a little bit too much like me. And this is another rule: you don't want to hire people that you like, or you don't want to hire people that are just like you. Because guess what? You have flaws. Yes, I know you have flaws, and you're going to have flaws with the, the people that you're going to hire, they will have flaws. Okay, so imagine this. Imagine like someone who's like me. For example, I'll use an example on me. What the heck, right? Might as well just show you behind the scenes of everything, right? So for me, like most people on my team know, I am pretty disorganized. I am pretty chaotic. I'm like, sometimes I lose my temper every now and then. And I'm working on it, right? It's not always that bad, but I'm working on it. And so imagine now I hire someone. Let's just say this is Shaq. And then I go and hire, you know, a Jonathan or something. And Jonathan is exactly like me. Can you see how crazy things would be? Like, imagine you have two people that are just chaotic. So you always want to do what's called, you always want to find the yin and yang. You want to find, you know, who's the person that can balance you out? Who's the team player that you can get that will see past your weaknesses? You see, like my main marketing head, who's on my team, he's been with me for about, I think, close to now 3 years. And he is very calm, very, very cool. When he sees an issue, he will take it upon himself to find the solution. He will, instead, he won't ever complain. At most, he'll identify it and say, okay, this has happened. Here's the possible solutions. 1, 2, 3, which one can we go for? And then he will say things like, do you give me responsibility to handle this and lead this project? And I'm like, yeah, of course. Take it away, baby. Take it away. You know what I mean? That's the kind of people that you want on my team. It's even my PA, you know, when she's stuck on something and she'll ask a question and then I lay it out, that's it. I just laid it out. She don't need to ask me 10 different questions. She don't need to say to me, oh, I don't know if this is going to work. She'll make it work. She'll find the solution. She'll get it done. And the more that you can surround yourself with this quality type of person, someone who's they just take massive action. There's just like, they are relentless in their pursuit. Someone who is intelligent, they have high integrity, and they have energy. You know, energy is everything. At the end of the day, if you do not have the right energy, you won't hire the right people. You're going to get the right people and then you're going to sabotage it. And I see this all the time. So you want to make sure that you have the right energy so that you can perform, but not just perform for yourself, but you can attract people with that same or similar energy. So I hope you got some insights from this rant that I just did about hiring and having the right people on the bus and getting the wrong people off as fast as you can. There's a couple of good books that I'm going to recommend. One is called Top Grading by Dr. Brad Smart. Dr. Brad Smart, basically, and it's a thick book. Most people will never read it, and that's okay. So what you want to do is just Google Top Grading Cheat Sheet or something like that. And if you just Google Top Grading Cheat Sheet, you'll be able to find like 8 or 11 steps on hiring A players. So I hope that helps you. I hope you enjoy this podcast. Leave me a 5-star review and give me a thumbs up on the iTunes. And I shall see you soon. Tomorrow. Bye for now, everyone. All right, so we just wrapped up. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. You know what to do. go ahead and leave me a review. That's how iTunes gives us all these ratings and stuff, and that's how other people can listen to this. Forward this podcast to a friend or a family member. Forward it to your email subscribers. Share it on your newsletter. Whatever the case is, make sure you go and take action. Information alone is not enough. It's the application that we have to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, if you're not on my newsletter, go to shakir.com. That's shaqir.com. That's shaqir.com. I've got a free case study there that shows you a video walkthrough of the 10 income hacks that I've put together so that you can go out and build your own million-dollar business. Make sure you go and register to get daily updates on my newsletter. I'm excited for you, and I'll see you on the next podcast, committed to you becoming wealthified.